A few students and a teacher join us this morning for the Lorenz Marathon School Spotlight. One of the students happens to be Emily Harold, who went on a trip to Washington, D.C. just a couple weeks ago. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
What grade are you in this year?
Seventh.
Okay, so you take this trip to Washington, D.C. That's a big deal. What was your favorite thing?
Mine was the Vietnam Memorial Wall.
Okay, and were there a lot of people at the time at the wall?
There was quite a few. There was a guy in a wheelchair who actually served in the Vietnam War, and he was telling us some stories.
You know, it's a very emotional thing to attend, Emily. Was it emotional for yourself?
Yes, it was cool to see what he went through, and he said when he got back, he had a hard time because everyone was mad at him for backing out of the war.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. Some years ago, Vietnam veterans and all of our veterans, we thank them all each and every day. Emily, so what was the reason for this trip?
Well, our school's always done a trip to Washington, and it's really fun to go there and see all of the memorials and the museums and learn more about our history.
Mm. Very good. Emily, I'll have you hand the phone over to Addison, if you would, all right?
Okay.
Lorenz Marathon School Spotlight brought to you by Wells Ag Supply of Fonda. Addison Olson, good morning.
Good morning.
Another seventh grader?
Yep.
All right, what was your favorite part of the trip?
The portrait galleries.
Portrait galleries?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me more about that. What made them so special for you?
Well, the one that I liked was the one where there was all the presidents and, like, famous people that played in sports and stuff, and we got to take pictures with Barack Obama and Michelle Obama.
Well, you got to take pictures with them or just a picture?
Well, with their picture.
Of their picture, yeah. I was going to say, wow, that would have been a really cool deal. All right, Addison. Hey, thanks a lot for your time. If you want to hand the phone to Atea, that would be great.
Okay.
So we have Emily Harold, Addison Olson, and now Atea Ahrens is our last student. Atea, good morning.
Good morning.
I'll ask you the same thing. What was your favorite part of the trip?
I like going to the Mount Vernon.
Mm-hmm. George Washington?
Mm-hmm. It was really cool.
Yeah. So what was so cool about it? What were some of the things that you saw?
I learned that they had their kitchen and their house separated. I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't know why, and then they told me because if the kitchen starts on fire, then the house doesn't burn down, too.
Hmm. Okay, makes sense. Makes sense. Anything else from the trip that you thought was really special? Just all the history and all the things that you saw?
It was pretty cool because we learned about the Berlin Wall, and then we went down to see the Berlin Wall. It was pretty cool to see how one side was all colorful and painted, and the other side was just plain and had no color on it.
Yeah, drab. All right. Well, Atea, thanks for your time. If you don't mind, hand the phone over to your teacher, Mrs. Tate, okay?
Okay.
Kelly Tate is the middle school social studies and reading teacher. Kelly, let's wrap it up with you. Pretty special trip for some of your students.
It was. It was pretty memorable from anything from the airport and the airplane. It was the first airline trip for most of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Only a couple of them had actually ever been on an airplane. So for that, it started out pretty exciting, and it ended with us having to delay our homecoming with a snowstorm because that Tuesday, April 3rd, was not very nice in Northwest Iowa, so we didn't make it home on time.
Well, I can't believe it. Here in this month of April, this weather's just been unbelievable. So did some parents help chaperone and go with you?
Yep, I had one parent chaperone that came with me, and she'd actually been on the trip with me in 2012.
Okay.
I think she had went with me for the first trip.
You know, it probably never gets old, does it, Kelly? I mean, do you always see something new each time you go?
Yeah, we always see something new, and to experience it with the kids when they haven't really seen all of these things, it makes it a new experience each time.
Well, it's a special deal, and it's a special trip, and it happened just a few weeks ago. And Kelly Tate, thanks for sharing the information and your students' time with us today with the Spotlight. Thank you.
You are welcome.
And our Spotlight every other week with Lorenz Marathon, brought to you by Wells Ag Supply of Fonda on Mix 101.7.